Rosh Chodesh Elul, Aleph Elul, Sunday the 4th of September, Rabbi Elchanan Goldblatt, on the topic of Ki Nofalti Kamti Ki Eshev Bachoshech Hashem. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by families Frankel and Stern, Lichvod Simchas HaNesuim of Chaim and Miri. Mazel Tov.
My old friend, the late Dayan Berkovitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, told me that he once went to see our Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and Reb Chaim said, "How are you getting on?" And Beryl said, "Well, you know, up and down." Reb Chaim launched into a drosha, I don't remember which, at the end of which he said the following words, I quote them exactly, "Ich Chaim ob Echit Aliyas V'Yeridas Gei Lernen, I, Chaim, also have my ups and my downs, now go and learn." It is Rosh Chodesh Elul. I am very much inhibited in giving a drosha on such an occasion because mi onochi. If there are people present, no doubt there are, who over the last year have had nothing but aliyah ruchnis, can I express to you my profound congratulations and suggest you leave now because I have nothing to say to you. For the rest of us who, like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Godel Adur, the Rosh Yeshiva, had aliyahs and yiridus, this is the drasha that he used to give for the beginning of Elul's month, and it goes like this, the mistakes of mine. Al tismichi oyavti li, let not my enemy rejoice over me, ki nofalti, I may have fallen, but kamti, I got up. Ki eishe b'choshech, I may have been in darkness, but Hashem early, Hashem gives me light. On which there is a chazal in the Yalkut. The Yalkut says, ki nofalti kamti, I may have fallen, but I got up. Ilule shenofalti lo kamti. Had I not fallen, I wouldn't have been able to get up. Ki eishe b'choshech Hashem early. I may have sat in darkness, but Hashem is light to me. Ilule shiyoshavti b'choshech. Had I not sat in darkness, lo hoya early, there would not have been light to me. Ki ilu, we know the word ki has a number of different meanings in different psukim. Sometimes it means when, sometimes it means that, sometimes it means because. It looks to me as if this Yalkut understood ki in this posuk to mean because. Ki nofalti, because I had fallen, therefore kamti, I had the possibility of getting up. Ki eishev b'choshech, because I sat in darkness, therefore Hashem early, I had this remarkable light. And Reb Chaim used to suggest that the enemy here is not merely physical. The enemy to whom we are saying, don't rejoice over me, is included in that, is the Yetzer Hara. So what does this mean? This suggestion that because I was in darkness, I have light, because I fell, I can get up. So there is a pasuk talking about the event when Yaakov Avinu, dressed in the clothes of Esau, went to see his father Yitzchak to get the bracha. The pasuk says, "Vayorach es reach begodov." Yitzchak smelt the fragrance of Yaakov's garments. The Hebrew root beis gimel dalet has in the Chumash two meanings. Beged sometimes can mean clothing, garments. It also can mean to betray. The vigdovach wet because he's betrayed her, says the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. And Chazal in the Medrash in a number of places say not Vayorach es reach begodov. Yitzchak smelt the fragrance of his garments. But Yayorach es reach bogedov, he smelt the fragrance of his traitors. It was the fragrance of the traitors before him, that's what led him to give the bracha. Have a look at the medrash here in these notes, number 4 and number 5. Nichnas etzel oviv v'hiriach, Yaakov came to his father, and his father smelt, shenema v'yorach es reach bogedov, as the pasuk says, he smelt the fragrance of his garments. Shariach Yotze Yitzchok, but also a rea shener kadal agabe on his bear. First shot, Yitzchok smelt the fragrance from the Akedah. Dobracha, by Yarech is reach begodov, he smelt the fragrance of his garments, bogodov, his traitors. Also, no reshoim, those wicked people, shebogodin ba kodesh bohu, betray a kodesh bohu, kashen osim tshuva, when they do tshuva, kach hein avonoseim, kamar veholos, then their sins become like myrrh and like elos, ketzios, kol bigdo secho, all of your garments are like ketzios, which is another fragrance, slice, I think it's cassia, but I don't know. And again, but that, so that bigdo secho, your garments, the Medrash takes as being bogdo secho, your traitors. That's by Yorach, and so on. The Bereishis Rabbah in Parshas Toldos number 5. Same thing. Rav Omer, Kevin Shetzofo Oviv Yitzhok, Shabogdim Shiyetzum Yaakov, Yitnu Reach Tov Shiyasu Tshuva. When Yitzhok, his father, saw that the traitors descended from Yaakov will give forth a pleasant, not an odor, a fragrance when they do tshuva. Miyad Sharasa Olav Shechina Uverecho. Immediately the Shechina rested on him and he blessed him. That's what it says. Vayorech Esreach Pagodov Bogodov. Now, what examples can we think of traitors whose fragrance will lead Yitzchok Avinu to give us a bracha? Says this midrash. Yosef Mishi Siso, Yoyokim Ben Tzrurus. And what that means is a Bracious Rabbo, which I put here as number 6. Vayorech Esreach Pagodov Vayavorecheu. Yitzchok smelt the fragrance of his garments and he blessed him. What is this fragrance? Yosef Mishisa and Yoko Mishtrerus. Yosef Mishisa. The Shor Shevikshu Sonim Likones Larabayas, at the time when those who hate us wanted to go into the Beis HaMikdosh, Omru, they said, Likones Mehemu Behem Tchila, let a Jew go in first. Let the plunder be started by a Jew. We're just a little bit inhibited about going into the Mokam Ashchina, the Beis HaMikdosh, to start the stealing and the plundering. Let a Jew do the beginning. Amrulei, so they said to Yosef Mishisa, Bull, go in. Madat Mapik, Didoch, whatever you take out, you can keep. Okay. Nichnas, so Yosef Mishisa, who was Jewish, went in. Votzi menorah shel zom, and he took out a golden menorah. I don't suppose this was the menorah. You will remember that there were 10 or perhaps 11, there's a Meshech Chochman of Gemara in Menachos. Menorah is there in the Beis HaMikdosh. I don't know. I assume that this was one of those 10. Perhaps it was the menorah. I don't. Anyway, so he brought out a menorah shel zom. The Romans were shocked. Omrulo, they said to him, Ein da'akash el hedyet lishtamash bazun. Excuse me, a hedyet, a private citizen, shouldn't use with something as magnificent as this. Ul zman tinyonis, go in a second time and get something else. Madat mapik didoch. And what you take out the second time, that you can keep. Lo kibbalalov, Yosef Mishisa wouldn't do it. Amar Pinchas, Pinchas says, Nasnu lo meches gimul shonim, they said, go in a second time, you can have all the tax revenues for the next 3 years. Whether that's 11 or 13 billion for Apple, I can't tell you. But go in, you can have the tax revenues for the next 3 years. But lo kibbalalov, he wouldn't do it. Omar, he said, Lo dai shechasti leilukai pam echas, is it not enough that I've angered my God once? And Shachi senu pam shnia, I should anger him again? Ma'osilo, what did they do to him? Nosnu esu b'chama shel charoshim, they put him on the block on which the carpenters saw. Voyumenashim bo, and they sawed him. They sawed him. They cut him with a saw. Hoyumetzavach v'omer, and he was crying out and saying, Not oi, it hurts. Oi, he cried out. Vai, oi, oi, shehichasti levoiri, I have angered my creator. Now, what's happened? Yosef Mishisa has reached a level such that when the Goyim are not prepared to go in and plunder the Beis HaMikdash unless he goes first, he's happy to go in. And when he comes out waving the golden menorah, he's feeling fine. And at the moment when they say to him, this is too much, this is not for Hediot, at that moment, Kino Falti, because I had fallen to that extraordinary level, Kamti, I can arise. Yoshavti Bechoshech, because I was sitting in complete darkness, suddenly there's an epiphany of light. No, I won't do it again. No, I won't take anything else. No, not even for 3 years of tax income. No, no matter what you do to me. And when they torture him to death, what does he cry out about? Not about the torture, but about the fact that he's angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kino Falti, Kamti. It was the depth to which he had fallen which created the opportunity for him to rise. And that's Vayorach Esreach Begodov, not Begodov, Begod Bogodov. Yitzchok gave a brocha to Yaakov, not because of the fragrance of the clothes of Esav, but because of what would happen even with those who betray him when they do tshuva. And that's the first of the two cases in the Medrash. Let's look at the second one. Yokum Ishtrorus, Hoya ben Achosul, Sherab Yosef ben Yoezer, Ishtsreidov. People will remember that Pirkei Avos begins with a list of the Zugas, the pairs of people, one of whom was Nasi and the other was Arbezdin. And one of the Nasiim was Yosef ben Yoezer, Ishtsreidov, as far as I remember, a Talmud of Shmaya and Avtalion. And he had a nephew. And his nephew was called Yochum Ishtsreidov. Voyerachiv Susya Beshapsa, and he was riding his horse on Shabbos. Ozul Kume Shrisa Lemitstabla, and Yosef ben Yoezer Ishtreidov was brought in front of him with the beam on which Lemitstabla he was going to have Tzlav performed on him. The Rashi on the Medrash says that this means he was going to be hanged. He was going to be hanged, and the beam on which he was going to be hanged. Were it not for that Rashi, I would have suggested something slightly different. Were it not for that Rashi, I would have suggested that these were the Romans, and the Romans, as we know, to our pain over the generations, indulged in crucifixion. And the Shorit Sadi Lamed Beis in later Hebrew often means crucifixion. And I cannot pretend to be an expert on the New Testament, but as far as I remember, the story of Osoish and Barabbas is that part of the punishment was that they had to carry the cross on which they were going to be crucified, to the place where it was going to be done. And were it not for the Rashi on the Medrash, which says that this is to Leo, my understanding of this would have been that he was carrying the wood on which he was going to be crucified, that being the sort of thing that the Romans had a tendency to do. Yamashim on the Zikron. There's a Mishnah, the third Mishnah in the last parak of Yevamos, talks about Tzolov, and the poskim there are very clear that that means hanging or impaling, probably hanging, but not crucifixion. For the meantime, so Yochum Ishtroras, the nephew, is prancing on his horse on Shabbos, and in front of him is brought his uncle, the Gadol Hador, carrying the piece of wood, or with the piece of wood on which he's going to be hanged. At this stage, any normal person would cry a little and express sympathy. Not Yochum Ishtroras. Amale said Yochum Ishtroras to his uncle, the Gadol Hador, who's on his way to execution. Chamisusi, see my horse. The Arkiv Yimori, which my master has given me to ride. He's, after all, prancing on a horse on Shabbos. I have led a life of taiva, of yetzahara, whatever I wanted I did, and look at my reward, I have a horse to ride on Shabbos. V'chamisusach, and look at your horse, the Arkiv Achmorach. Look at what's happening to you. You are there with this pole on which you are going to be hanged. Omalei, Sir Yosef ben Yoezer replied to him, in pain lemachiso. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, for those good things that they do, such a reward to those who annoy him, such as the horse which you have been given to ride on Shabbos, Kal v'chomer lo isir etzono, Kal v'chomer, consider the enormous reward that he will give to those who have fulfilled his will. Okay, good. So Yochum Ishtroras, the nephew, on his horse on Shabbos, replied to his uncle, the Gadol Hador, who was on his way to execution, was there ever anyone who performed the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than you did? And here you are, being taken off to a cruel and painful execution, and here am I, who have annoyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu all my life, on a horse on Shabbos. Amalo, Sir Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer, Yisraeli replied, in Kachlo, say Ritzona, if for those few averas which I have committed, I am being taken for a cruel and painful execution, Kal b'chomer lemachisov, imagine what will happen to those who've spent their lives annoying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nichnas bo adova ke'erus shel achno. These words went into Yochum Ishtroras like the poison of a venomous snake. Holach, he went, v'kiyam ba'atzmo arba mises beizdin. He went and performed upon himself arba mises beizdin, skila, srefa, erig, b'chenek, and how he did it, the Medrash proceeds to explain. He took a pole, he stuck it in the ground, he tied a hair to it, he put a sword underneath, he lit a fire underneath, he climbed up, he tied it round his neck, and the fire burnt through the... And it, whatever. So, the last line and a half. And this Namnu Yosef ben Yoezer Ishtreidov. Yosef ben Yoezer, for a moment, he fainted, or he dreamed, or whatever. V'ro mitoso porcho ba'avir, and he saw the bier of Yochum Ishtroras floating in the air. Omri said, "B'shor Kala, in a moment, Kidmani Zer leGan Eden. Yochum Ishtroras has got to Gan Eden before me." Let's look at Yochum Ishtroras. Joachim Easterus sees the Godeladur being taken to a painful execution. He doesn't cry, he doesn't turn aside, he doesn't say Tehillim. He takes the opportunity to chepper. He takes the opportunity to point out, you see, you've lived a life of Torah, Mitzvahs, and Mesiras Nefesh, Al-Misa, L'Shem Kiddush Hashem, what a waste of time, you should have done like me, broken all the rules in the book, you'd have had a horse to prance on Shabbos. Let's not concern ourselves with the fact that he was breaking Shabbos. That wasn't what this is about. This is about the hashchosa. This is about the entire collapse in his midas. Ki nofalti, how far he had fallen. And that is the moment which causes the blinding light, which leads to Joachim Yisroel's getting to Gan Eden before the Godel Hador. Al tismachi oyavti li. Let not my enemy, let not the Yetzer Hara rejoice, thinking he's got me. Ki nofalti, because I fell. That's what created the opportunity that I should arise. Ki eisha b'choshech is because I was sitting in darkness that Hashem early that I had this light. Vayorach es reach begodov, not begodov, but bogodov, when Yitzchok smelt the fragrance of those people who had slipped as far as Yosef Mishiso, who was prepared to plunder the Beis HaMikdash when the Goyim wouldn't. When Yitzchok smelt the fragrance of those traitors such as Joachim Yisroel, who was prepared to chepper his uncle on the way to his execution, and he saw these people do tshuva, then Sharso Olof Shechina Uveiricho, the Shechina rested on Yitzchok, and he gave a bracha to Yaakov, who would have such extraordinary and remarkable descendants. And Reb Chaim continued like this: Shuvo Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecho ki choshaltu ba'avonecho. Return Yisrael ad up to Hashem your God ki choshaltu ba'avonecho, because you've slipped, you've stumbled in your avonus. I wonder whether ki is because you have stumbled. That's why it is that this tshuva will happen. There is Gemara. It's a Gemara in Yuma. Amar Reb Levi, Gedolo Tshuva Shemagas Ad Kisei HaKovod. Real Tshuva takes you all the way to Kisei HaKovod. Shneema Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. And a Gemara in Brochus on the other side. Amar Reb Chiya Barabba, Amar Reb Yochanan. Reb Chiya Barabba said in the name of Reb Yochanan, Kol HaNaviim Kulon, all those extraordinary rewards and visions which are to be found in the Naviim, they're only for Baalei Tshuva. Aval Tzadikim Gemurim, the real Tzadikim, the people who've never done anything wrong, only the eye of God has seen the reward that they get. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. As far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, Baalei Tshuva are here, and Tzadikim Gemurim are ahead of them. Baalei Tshuva get the rewards referred to in the Nevi'im, but the reward that a Tzadik Gomer gets is greater than that. Rabbi Abo did not agree. And he's arguing with Rabbi Abo, because Rabbi Abo said, "Mokhen shebalei tshuva omdin, tzadikim gemurim einom omdin." The place where balei tshuva stand, tzadikim don't get as far as that. As far as Rabbi Abo is concerned, it's the other way around. Tzadikim gemurim are here, and balei tshuva are ahead of them. Above. The reward that they get is greater. And we'll talk about how that could perhaps work in a moment. So, Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, Shalom, Shalom, L'rochet v'lakora. Shalom, Shalom, says Hashem, to the one who's far distant and to the one who's near. L'rochet v'reisha. First he says Shalom to the one who had been distant, to the Baal Tshuva. And after that, v'hoda l'korov, he says Shalom to the one who has always been near the Tzadik. That's how Rabbi Abba learns the Pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan learnt it not like this. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. My rochot shall your rochot midvar shalom shalom da rochot shalom, first to the person who all his life was distant from Averus, the Tzadik Gomor. My korav, what's korav? Shall hoyo korav midvar Avera. And after that, shalom to the person who was korav, who was near to Averus. Machlukas, Rabbi Abo and Rabbi Yochanan. Let's turn aside for a separate footnote for a couple of minutes before we come back to Reb Chaim. Some 33 years ago, I had to give a shiur on Pirkei Avos for some years, and I asked the late Rabbi Bernstein what would be appropriate for him to look at. Among others, he recommended the Pirush on Avos of Reb Yeshua Hela. Reb Yeshua Hela, at the end of the fifth perek of Ovos, says the following. He says there is a tension across Shas between the Tzaddik Gomer on the one hand and the Baal Tshuva on the other. He claims that it's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in at least half a dozen places, and also Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, and the various others, points out that Rabbi Yochanan was a Tzaddik Gomer and Reish Lakish was a Baal Tshuva. He gives the following mashalim. The wealthy man gives £10,000 to tzedakah, the poor man gives £100 to tzedakah. So the wealthy man has given far more. I mean, the stock is far better off. If it's given to the Tzemchei Shavuos, how many more families can be supported by the wealthy person? Who had to work harder? Who tried harder? To whom is it the Baal Tshuva? And Rabbi Shua Hela argues that the machluk is about whether the tzaddik is greater or the Baal Tshuva is greater. The machluk is about whether you look at what is achieved or at how hard they tried. Someone who learns mitoch rachavas yadayim, someone who has no worries, no burdens, no problems, and learns, one hopes, will learn more than someone who has to try and scratch 5 or 10 minutes out of here and there between all the other pressures which he's subject to. And the reason why this is at the end of the fifth perek of Pirkei Avos is because Pirkei Avos begins Moshe kibul Torah miSinai, and nobody has ever since lokom b'Yisrael kemoshe ov novi. Nobody's reached the level of Moshe. Moshe fits into the category of the Tzaddik Gomor. And then we see the Yeridus Hadoros as we go through Avos till we get to Lefun Tzaro Agra. Don't worry. The reward is in accordance with the level of the Tzar. So Rabbi Shua Hela's understanding of this Gemara is that, of course, the Tzaddik Gomor achieves more than the Baal Tshuva. But though he achieves more in an absolute sense, be'etzem, the Baal Tshuva had to try harder and work harder, and the Machlok, it's Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yabol, is which of those is of greater value. The Rosh Hashiva didn't understand it in this fashion. I think, as I go through this Sikha, that Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz understood it to mean that the Baal Tshuva, by virtue of ki nofalti kamti, by virtue of ki eshe b'choshe, reaches a greater madrega than the Tzaddik Gomor. My understanding, and I am happy to be corrected by those who have understood better, my understanding is that Reb Chaim thought that Yosef Mishiso and Yochum Yitzroros reach a level higher than perhaps some of the Tzaddikim. Why should that be? So Reb Chaim believed that the greatest enemy of any Aliyah Ruchnius is habit and getting used to things and not being aware anymore. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Vayomer Hashem, Hashem said, Yan, since, ki nigash omazeh, befibu vistosov kibduni, since this people come near to me with their mouths only, and they mechabed me with their lips only. Velibo, but their hearts, rachak mimeni, they have made distant from me, vati yir osam osi, and their apparent fear of me is mitzvah sanoshim melumod, it's just habit. Yosef Mishiso, bless him, Olav HaSholom, was unaware of just what he was doing. They said, go in, steal something, you can have it. And he went in, and he stole a menorah. The Romans were shocked that he'd stolen a menorah. It's not an appropriate, entirely unaware, mitzvah sanoshim melumodo. It wasn't until the Romans said to him that the light struck. Yochum Yitzroros took the opportunity when his uncle the Gadol Hador was on the way to a painful execution to chaffer him. Don't you think he thought he was being wicked? You think that he got up in the morning and said, I've got a good idea, they're executing my uncle today, would it be great if I could make him even more miserable? Of course not. Mitzvahs anoshim melumoda. People are not aware. The Yerushalmi, which quotes one of the Amoraim, is saying how grateful I am to my head, because when it dips, I know I must have reached Moedim. People are unaware of they're just... And what does this come from? So, the Pasuk, which we laid in Vo'eschanan, and for that matter on Tisha B'Av, Ki so lid bonim uvnei bonim, when you have children and grandchildren, v'no shantem ba'oretz, you are old in the land, vishchatem, you may go wrong. Says the Ramban, Inin HaKosav Hazeh, the point of this pasuk is, Shiyaz Kir V'Yomer, it reminds us, it mentions, Ki Solid Bonim Uvnei Bonim, when you have children, grandchildren, Bavore Yoschem Yishonim Ba'aretz, because you've been in the land a long time, you're old in the land, V'teishvu Levetach, and you sit in security, Ulai Tishkichu Es Hashem, perhaps you forget Hashem. Habit, I live like this, I get up, I wash nail vas, I say moidani, I go to marvellous, but how much of the time is my mind, my soul, my emotions involved? How much of it is more than mitzvahs anoshim mertlu mogul? The person who fell, the person who was in darkness, rises up. The person who was in darkness sees the light. Those of us who just carry on with Torah and mitzvahs and mitzvahs and Torah and Torah and mitzvahs without the shock of the awareness, perhaps don't get what Yosef Mishisa and Yochem Yisroeris by a regrettable method achieved. The pasuk says about the mon, Vayhi Vayom HaShishi, it was on the Friday, on the sixth day, Lokatu Lechem Mishneh, they collected and found they had double bread. Shneo Omer Le'echot, two Omers for each person. Vayavo Kol Nesiei Ho'edo, and all the princes of the Kedah came, they told Moshe. And he said to them, Hu Asher Diber Hashem, that's what Hashem told me rather earlier. Shabbos Kodesh Lashem Mochor, it will be Shabbos Sov, Shabbos Kodesh Lashem tomorrow. Eis Asher Tofu Efu, what you bake, you should bake. Veis Asher Tevash Shalu Bashel, what you want to boil, boil. Veis Koloide, what's left over, Hanicho Lochem Lemishmer, Sadat Boka, leave over for tomorrow. Says the Rashbam. Hu Asher Diber Hashem Miyom Rishon. This is what Hashem told me on the first day, on Sunday. So if Hashem told Moshe on Sunday, why did he wait until Friday? Hu Asher Diber Hashem Miyom Rishon. Vani lo igati lechem, but I didn't yet tell you. Why not? Moshe Niskaven, Moshe's intent was, Shiyu Tameim Kishiyimtsu Mishneh, that they should have be astonished when they found it was double. What would have been wrong if he told them on Sunday? Lodia lechem ata kvoda shel yom Shabbos. He didn't want them to have a week to get used to the idea. You know what? Friday they'll be double bread. What a good idea that is. I wonder how good it'll be. I wonder how much. I wonder if it'll check. He didn't want that to happen. He wanted them to go there, to have the sudden shock and astonishment of something different. And that will lead to the Kamti and the Ur, yes, they weren't in darkness, yes, they hadn't fallen, but the idea is the sudden shock and amazement of the thing which is new. The difficulty, the thing which holds many of us back, is habit. He didn't want them to have a week to get used to the idea of Mon for Shabbos. And Reb Chaim being Reb Chaim had the sort of thing that people like me, anyway, would never have known. Have a look at the Medrash Rabbah, which he had, which I put here as number 16. Amar Rabbi Loi b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. Rabbi Loi said, in the name of Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra, Neimalu gila kodesh baruch hu l'Avraham Avinu, shiit levon aves hamon. Why did kodesh baruch hu not tell Avraham Avinu that his descendants are going to have mon? I never knew that he hadn't told him, but the Medrash knows that he didn't. Amar Rabbah b'kana, Rabbi Bekana said, look, Kachi Darkin Shil Tzadikim, Omrim Matvis and Harabah, this is how Tzadikim behave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaved in this way, so there's several, so did Tzadikim. Omrim Matvis and Harabah, he didn't tell them they were going to get mon. All right. Dover Acher, Mipnei Malo Gila Oson Lohen. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not tell Avraham Avinu that his descendants would get mon? Shilu Gila Oson Lohen, had he revealed this, Hoy Yisrael Omrim, then Israel would have been used to the idea. They would have said, we had good food in Paro's house already. He did not want, why it says, either they would have said, we've eaten the mon, I can't tell you, I don't know, I don't understand. But the idea is that if Avraham Avinu had known that they were going to get mon, he would have told Yitzhak, who would have told Yaakov, who would have, and everybody would have known, and there would not have been the wonderful astonishment of, what is this? We have mon. For the reaction of Bnei Yisrael to be as it should have been, they should say, ma, what is this? For that, it had to be something that was new, something that was special, something that was different. Not exactly kinofalti, not exactly Eshev B'choshech, but the idea that when something is new and special and different, that breaks us out of the habit and creates the opportunities for the Aliyah Ruchnias, which is required, Ich Chaim of Echet Aliyas V'Yeridus. The last thing which is on here, which I think we have a moment for, is not directly relevant, but it's interesting. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not going to tell Avraham about Mon because there was no reason for. So the pasuk says, "Hashem omar amachaseh anei Avraham asher ani oseh." Before the mice of stone, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Should I hide from Avraham what I'm going to do?" Avraham will yoi yelagoi gadol. Avraham will become a great people, and I know ki yitzaveh es bonav es beis v'achrav. So this is the daz kainim. Omar, he said, "Inu lohoya osit laholid bonim." If Avraham had not been going to have descendants, Lo Yisi Megalelo Mishpat Stone, I wouldn't have revealed to him the judgment on stone. Kila Adam She Yomus below Honim, because someone who's going to die childless, She Yitzava Usam Lishma Lishma Der Hashem Lekabuscha Amali Legalus Mishpatim. If he's not going to have descendants who need to know how to follow the way of Hashem, why bother telling him? Avul Avram or Yo Yeki Yadati. The Fisha Yelegoi Gomel, since he's going to be a great nation, Agalelo Din Shel Stone, I'll tell him the Din of Stone. Kiyodani Bo Kileman Din She'er Sever Shom Alolu Yitzaviz Bonav. I know that he will instruct his children appropriately. So Reb Chaim said, if you look at this, surely a question arises. Even if Avram, Rachmon Litzlon, was going to be childless, is there no purpose in him knowing about Din and Mishpat and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with the Rishoyim and why it is that stone is destroyed and he Roba and all that? Reb Chaim says in a footnote that it would seem that the purpose of giving Torah to Avraham is that he should be able to pass it on. Torah which you don't pass on. Torah given to someone who has no Talmidim, no children, no descendants. This medrash seems to be extremely hesitant about. Going back to where we are. So, everybody has ups. Everybody has downs. It's Rosh Chodesh Elul. I'm extremely hesitant about giving such a shiur because, as I said, me or no fee. But, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, for those of us who have had downs as well as ups, I hope Ki Nofalti Kamti, we can take the opportunity of the next 6 weeks or so to cause the Nephilus to become a cause of Kimor. Let the darkness be a source of light. And it's very early, but I wish everyone a Ksiva, a Chasima, Tova, and another good Yabenshtika.